And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
K-Rock 955, it's Tom, Lingy and Loggy, minus Lingy today being a Friday, but hey, we couldn't get him yesterday. But we'll never give up on this man.
We never, ever give up on your best friend
forever. Well, that's overselling it a little bit. But
that's how you describe him.
We do go way, but I do have a friendship bracelet that has Conrad in the little dice letters on it. And I made one for Conrad that says, Tom, are you wearing yours, Conrad?
Of course, I've never taken it off.
Yay! Saul and Lewis Incorporated. Conrad, Saul, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. We tried to get onto you yesterday.
Good to catch you guys.
I know. Are you okay?
No, it was a busy day. No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, just, you know, run into the wall. you know, my wife's extremely pregnant. And
Oh, bless.
It's the end of the year, you know? Like, she's 2 weeks away from having our third child. So we're, you know, it's a lot. The house is, you know, is exploding with
Amazing.
Love, but also with hate at the same
yes.
time.
Hey, keeping it real, Conrad. We love you for that.
Yeah, awesome, mate.
Yeah, no, that's good, man.
Yeah, that's good. What an exciting time for your family, but also it's exciting for everyone because you've got new music out. Walk On is beautiful, mate. We love it.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, no, it's been a journey to get there. Like, but it's just so happy that I'm, you know, out of my deal and able to release music now independently. And, you know, Walk On was a great tune that sort of set up the story for this next chapter for me. So it's been, you know, received really well. And, yeah, I'm so glad everyone's loving it.
It is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
The
it
vibe is. Tom and I were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tom, you're a bit worried to open up about Conrad about this. I think he'll love it.
So I think it feels, the song feels really nice and I don't know what word I'm looking for, but it's
like
it's
rich and full.
No, but like it feels like a bit like home. Like it feels very, you know, and yeah, and I just think like and there's like a little sort of seems like there's little nods to like a Meatloaf in there and a nods to like the Killers, as Loggy said as well in our conversations about it. So definitely in that vibe. Is that sort of the angle you're going for?
It is a bit theatrical, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Killers fan, like literally one of my favourite bands. So without ripping from them, like that it naturally like went, the production went a bit Killers and I was happy with that. But like the songwriting style, like just how theatrical like the story was and like the melodies, I just love that sort of style of writing. And it's always been like that. I remember actually going into a record label when I was super young and I had a bunch of these songs that I'd written and that he actually said, he's like, wait a minute, what are you trying to be? Are you like a Meatloaf or something like that?
Yeah,
I didn't know too much about Meatloaf, and I looked him up and I was like, wow, that guy is horrific looking. and I took it to heart, you know what I mean? Meatloaf just doesn't sound very nice. So like, and I was like, gosh, does he think I'm fat? Like, what's going on? Like, but I guess it was, and when you go back and listen to those records, though, they're incredible.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like masterpieces. So I actually did get inspired by both those artists, mate. So well done picking it up.
Yes.
But yeah, I just, you know, I went back to the guys I've written this album with is Jamie Hartman, and we did Start Again together. We did a lot of my first album, and I'm just trying to write, you know, as classic song as possible. You know what I mean? Without all the bells and whistles and you know, see if that can move the needle these days. Because I tell you what, it doesn't seem like anything else.
No. I know. Just quickly, this week it was the Arias on Wednesday, and you back in 2015 won the Aria for Song of the Year for Start Again.
Speaking of Start Again, yeah.
Yeah, right. When you watch the Arias, does it bring back all that excitement and enjoyment for you, or are you kind of like, yeah.
it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a funny thing with the Arias, like, you think that, like, when you win one, then you become like alumni, and then, you know, you get invited back every year. But they kind of just like, if you're not hot, then you don't get the invite.
Yeah.
So it's kind of bittersweet, I guess. You know what I mean? Like it's I've been a few times. It's always nice to go and be around it, but it's also I feel like it is mainly for the people that are coming up. You know what I mean? And like the breaking out new artists and. It is very much like the record label sort of put forward everyone that they're pumping money behind at the time, and those are the ones that are sort of getting nods. And then you've got just, you know, your classic Australian artists that are always getting featured in it. So I kind of take it with a grain of salt these days, but I'm very glad I have one and I'd like some more. So, yeah, Arias, if you're listening.
Yeah. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop being dogs and bring me back.
Yes!
Okay, amazing. We're going to send that audio through to them.
They definitely listen when we send them emails. Yeah.
You mentioned before being now being out of your deal and being able to actually release music independently. You have had a run of singles. What is the go with that? And you know, why did you have to get out? And now you're free. And what's next? What music have you got coming for us?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the major label system since I was 17. So I was signed to Universal, then I was signed to Warner Brothers, and then I was signed to Sony. And at the end of my Sony run, it was sort of when all that stuff happened with the CEO, and that was sort of, you know, I guess that felt like a bit of the end of an era for the Australian music industry, where there's no longer going to be money floating around and just thrown into projects that, you know, I think some of the earlier acts like, you know, me and Guy and Amy Shark and the Deltas of the world, I think they got a bit of that cash injection from Sony Australia. And when the gentleman that ran the company kind of got me too, that sort of stopped. So anyway, long story short, I exited Sony after that and just sort of trying to figure out what to do next, and decided to start my own label. And you know, because I'd been in the system, I just feel like I know what to do and where they were going wrong and where they were going right, and just sort of steered my own ship for a bit, and you know, make the music I want to make and put it out when I want to put it out, instead of having, you know, 20 people sitting around a boardroom telling me when I can put a song out or you know, if it's good enough. So it's just the industry's changed so much, and it's, you know, just having that control is so key now. You know what I mean? Being able to put stuff out whenever you want, and that's what I did. And I've, you know, went and got a few people to invest into to my label, and you know, we're starting from scratch. But it, you know, I'm making the decision, which is nice. So this is it's sort of a new chapter. I mean, and I'm able to sign people to the label and sign, you know, develop some kids myself. And
that's cool.
We've got a few younger artists that I'm writing with. So just, you know, I've got to think big picture now, guys. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I've got to feed these children, so hopefully I'll find the next Billie Eilish, and you know, that sets me up.
Yeah. Yes. No, and thanks for making that brave decision too, because I can imagine it is not easy, especially when you're a parent, to be like, I'm going to take this massive risk. Mm. But we are very much looking forward to the new single, Deserve, which is coming out next week. Similar sort of vibes?
Yeah, no, well, this is like classic. This is pulling on all my strengths. This is like my big ballad moment from the album.
Nice.
Probably the closest thing to Start Again that I've put out. And so I think you're going to like this one, brother.
It's just for you,
it's
Tom.
This song, honestly, is my favorite thing I've written in a while. I had that, like, jumping on the couch moment when I wrote it, like, feeling like I've written a song like Start Again, do you know what I mean? For lack of a better word. So hopefully people feel it. It's beautiful. It's just about, it's kind of like when I wrote it, I was a bit lost and felt like, you know, I've sort of lost myself in this whole thing, and, you know, seeking everybody's approval and love for so long, and just kind of saying to myself that, you know, you deserve this, and, you know, kind of just accepting everything and accepting that love for myself. So hopefully that's what people take out of it. I'm really excited about it, though.
Mate, that's one of my favourite things about your music, is that you're so, particularly with your lyrics, is you're particularly raw. Like, you're really real and open, and you can be vulnerable.
Thanks, bro.
in your music. So that's, I cannot wait. And you keep referring to an album, so I assume there's an album on the way.
Yeah, there is, man. It's all finished now. So we're just, we've got some serious stuff coming. Pretty much every 8 weeks we're dropping a song until June, and then the album will come June, July. So, we're excited. There's a couple of features, it's a great body of work. So can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Oh, how exciting for your family.
Yeah, the fans.
Yeah, it's cool just to be able to put out music whenever you want, you know what I mean? I love that the ecosystem is like, you know, people are consuming these songs so quickly. So it makes it exciting for me as a writer, because I can put stuff out and not have to, like, you know, because I'm over it by the time you guys are over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to hear something new as well. But usually, like the old cycles, it was just like you'd write hundreds of songs and you'd put 10 out in 3 years, and it's like, gosh, like let's share the music, people. Mm.
That's right. No, we can't wait.
You're producing new music. You're producing new babies. Yep. You've got it all, Conrad. It's just such a big year for you.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see where it all takes you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I appreciate your support. You guys are the realest.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Sometimes our brains let us down and we think, how have we gotten along so far, so well? And then, boom, big mistake. Mm. That's what happened to me. I've got my insulated water bottle here and I was having a chat with someone in the kitchen in depth. We've got a tap where it's like super cool filtered water, and then right next to it is a button with super hot boiling water. I filled my bottle with boiling water, took a big sip. Ah! Burnt myself, spat it out, and I was just like, how did I make that mistake? Uh-oh, I've drunk the wrong thing.
I love the fact that the steam wasn't a dead giveaway for you. It was, you just didn't know, so you're just busy, you were deep in conversation.
I was deep in convo, getting the tea.
Entertaining the whole room, I bet.
Mm.
Classic log. it happens, 052-232-955. Tell us, what was the thing that you drank that you shouldn't have been drinking? Stephen from Corio, good morning.
How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. How's your mouth? You all right?
Oh, quite a few years ago. It was way back when you used to be able to smoke at, like, the pubs and stuff.
Yeah, good times. Yeah.
And, you know, you'd have a few cans with some mates and you'd put your cigarettes out in your empty can.
No. Yeah, I know, this is
and after a few, you put your can down, you grab it. Take a nice swig and get a mouthful of ash and cigarette butts.
And now it's so much harder because everyone's shoving their vaping cans and then you just end up hitting yourself in the mouth.
Chemicals sort of.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, that is rotten.
Oh, Stephen.
Abby's in Grovedale. Morning, Abs.
Good morning, guys.
What did you drink you shouldn't have drunk?
So I was probably, I reckon, about 8 or 9 years old. And back then, my dad always used to have, like, a Jim Beam and Coke at night.
Yeah.
And we were never allowed to drink his Coke, right? Like, that was his Coke.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, hands off.
Yeah.
And then one day, I saw him pour a Coke on the bench. Like, I walked in the kitchen, he's pouring a Coke. He walks off, and I thought, oh, I'm going to sneak a sip because we don't get Coke, and I didn't see him put the bourbon in beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
So I took a sip, and it was Jimmy and Coke, and as an 8-9-year-old, that was a hangover taste.
Cartoon Network going off that day.
Yeah.
Oh, Abby. Dangerous.
Yeah. That's like with my beers at home. We have Daddy's Special Apple Juice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Daddy's Special Apple Juice, top shelf apple juice. Stacey from Lara, what did you accidentally drink, mate?
It wasn't something I drank, it was something I put in my mouth.
Oh, go for it.
I was feeding my dog and I was having a really in-depth conversation, so I thought you were with the porter, and I absentmindedly, after feeding her, put this food and licked it.
Oh my God.
It took me a little while to register what I've done because
I'm
like, why does this taste funny? Because I'm cooking dinner at the same time. I'm like, that's not right.
No, that's not right,
Stacey.
Oh, man. Oh, those jelly bits are just.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, speaking of things that you do on the weekend, this weekend just gone, I was supposed to be away sort of Mornington Peninsula area with some boys from school.
Oh, right. Another boys trip.
Yeah, so class of 99, that's how long I've been out of school.
Yeah, wow.
Far out,
yeah,
was it? Like
that's
26
intense.
Years? Yeah. 25 years? Far out. Anyway, so two of them I'm still super tight with.
Yeah.
And the rest of the crew, they have sort of kept in contact with and I have not.
Mm.
And so I got invited to this weekend and I was just like, I can't make it work logistically, capacity-wise, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So they went off and had this boys' weekend, stayed at a place and did like paintball on the Saturday.
Oh, cute.
Went to a winery, just like did some cool fun stuff, right? Yeah. And just had a good old time.
I love it when plans make it out of the group chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone talks about, we should do that. And it just, you know, it's nice to see it actually happen.
It is. To be fair, my one mate who sort of was steering the ship and included me in it, was the guy. He just went and booked an Airbnb and was like, guys, this is what's happening. Come on. And,
okay.
And the other guys were, So anyway, so that was the plan, and that's sort of how it rolled out. Now, I was in the group chat, and to be fair, I knew I wasn't able to do it, but instead of being like, hey, guys, getting on, hey, guys, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it, I just told my mate who'd added me to the group chat, and then I just sort of didn't engage in the group chat.
That's a bit weird.
Why?
Because then everyone will be like, why isn't Tom saying anything?
They don't even know I'm in there, mate.
Of course they know.
Unless they went and had a look at the list.
Yes. And it also says Tom added in the group. You look and see who's in a group chat.
Anyway, that's fine.
Of course they know you're in there.
I don't talk to any of them anyway except two and, you know, they know. Anyway, it's fine. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the group chat, I didn't mute it though, so I was still getting all the updates in the lead up to the notifications. So I wasn't going in and so it did, my little... You know, this is Messenger, by the way, Facebook Messenger. So my little icon didn't show that I'd seen the messages. Why am I doing that with my phone? But I did sort of get to read the messages. And then they were still chatting in the group chat across the weekend as well. Okay, so I was sort of kept up to date with how it was all being organised.
Yeah.
And then what was happening as the weekend unfolded. Sounds like it was a great time, and I'm going to really
Sounds pretty voyeuristic as well from you.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I didn't engage.
I'm just here to watch and not say anything.
Well, do you know what I should have done is put it on mute. But I'm glad I didn't because...
Or leave the group.
Well, that's offensive.
No, because you could be like, guys, have a fantastic time. Obviously, I'm just going to take myself out because you guys are, you know, have the best time.
No, I think that is ruder than me just not saying anything.
Okay.
I don't know where you grew up or how they operate in Werribee. But anyway, so I'm glad I didn't turn off the notifications because Sunday morning some notifications popped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on, what? And it was enough for me to go into the chat and actually read what had happened.
Oh, the tea live.
Okay, so there's one guy there who I never went to school with. We was part of the same friendship group at the same school, but he had left that school before I got there.
Okay, yep.
Right? And he was there and in the morning people woke up and they were like, where's Matt? Where's Matt? He's not here. He was here last night, but he's gone.
Oh.
And he sent a message and gone, good morning, gentlemen. A spider crawled on me and then I couldn't find it. It was huge.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't sleep and left a little early. Thanks for a wonderful day and night. Great catching up. Do you know what time he left?
What time?
2 a.m.
What?
So he's out on a boys' weekend. They've all gone to bed in the Airbnb.
Yeah.
A spider's crawled on him. He's woken up and gone.
Absolutely not.
This is atrocious. I can't find it. I can't sleep in this room. Instead of just going, all right, I'll just go sleep on the couch or something, he's gone, I'm going. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Got in his car at 2 a.m. and driven home.
Oh, my God. And I hope that meant that they went to bed early and he was able to drive as well. And
absolutely,
I'm going to get up and go.
No, he was fine. My mates were like, man, you should have, like, what about the kangaroos? That was the concern.
Oh, they're driving in the middle of the night.
At night with all the kangaroos. But yeah, the first response was, oh, mate, that's full on. Hope you got home safe. Great to see you and look forward to the next catch-up.
Oh, my God. Your group is so sweet. It's not like this guy went up and left because there was a big fight or someone found out that someone kissed their ex or whatever. It's like, sorry, guys, must go. Had a little spider situation. Bye, beautiful. Bye.
I just love the fact that he couldn't go back to sleep.
Of course he couldn't.
On the property at all. Didn't go sleep in his car. Drove home.
Yeah, I'm out.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.